yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
So what do you say to those out there that disagree with you and say, Stacy Hall, your methodology of sales is wrong? What do you say to those people?
I'd say I sure hope that your way is producing sales satisfaction and success for you. Because my theory is, what I stand on is, we make the best salespeople when we're standing in our own comfort zone. So there are people who love the competition. They thrive on it. They love to see if they can win somebody over. Okay, great. You've got that marketing style. Have at it, that marketing and that sales style. Not me. You, okay, so I can, I'm not even saying we can agree to disagree. I'm saying I celebrate your way of wanting to do it. But there's a whole lot of other people in network marketing. Did you know that only 3% of all people in network marketing make more than $200 a year?
I could believe that.
It's very scary and it's very sad. And those 3% make lots of money, but the other 97% can't even cover their own orders. They still have to have other jobs or other income, okay? Most of those people are folks who never got business degrees, never were taught selling. So what they are told is how to market, not how to sell, right? Because companies replace advertising with the human being. So they have to market and then be the salesperson too. So they have to be the advertisement, the billboard, all of that. That's not what they signed up for. They wanted to just get to the place where they could talk to people about why they love the product. But they're taught marketing techniques that are the pushy promotion, not something they're prepared for. And so they don't go talk to people. So that's why when anyone's in network marketing, LZ, I say you can put the marketing aside. If it's just you and a person, talk to them about what you love and find people who love that too. So if you're selling weight loss, go into groups and meet people who are wanting support for losing weight. And don't pitch your product first. Make the friends, right? If you're selling oils, go to places where people are talking about alternatives to medicine. Don't pitch the product. Make friends first. But if you're in corporate sales and you're selling copiers, great. Then find out what kinds of businesses need your kind of copier. Make sure you have a personal story, like literally a story as to why you love to sell copiers. Like not what the brochure says, but what do you say? And then you can have a real conversation with the person at the company who's in charge of buying the copiers. And they may not have any clue. Like the person who's using the copier is probably not the person who's buying the copier. So you use the terms value added, and now I'm going to bring it in. Because when you're talking to the person who's buying the copiers for the other people, you don't want to make them look bad. You don't want to give them information that makes them feel stupid. What we want to do is we want to ask them, what are the complaints you're hearing from the people who are using the copiers? Tell me about the complaints. Let them vent, because people have vented all over them. And then you say, so if I could help reduce those complaints, would you want me to tell you about how my copier could do that for you? You see, it's a human conversation rather than, I understand you are the one who buys the copiers. Let me show you my brochure.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.